French trade unions have mobilised hundreds of thousands of protesters today in the latest day of action against President Emmanuel Macron's bitterly contested pension reforms. President Macron, who's currently in China, wants to raise the minimum pension age from 62 to 64 and to increase the number of years people have to work in order to qualify for a full pension. Opponents say it will hit lower income people the hardest and have criticised Mr. Macron's use of a presidential decree to avoid a vote in Parliament. Well, our Europe editor Tony Connolly is in Paris now and joins us on the line. Tony, you might tell us where you are and what's happening where you are at the moment.
Well, Brian, I'm just at Les Invalides in the centre of Paris, which is the starting point for the huge demonstration that has just got underway in Paris. It's been organised by 8 of the main unions and this will obviously be replicated across the country. This is the 11th day of action. On some of these days, we've had over a million people on the streets. The authorities will be interested to see what the total numbers are today. But from the outset, it looks like huge numbers of people have taken to the streets once again.
So Mr. Macron is sticking by his pension reform plans, but equally, there's no sign of a loss of momentum in the protest movement against him.
That's right. I mean, the headline part of these reforms is to raise the minimum pension age from 62 to 64. Now, that would bring France into line with quite a few other countries, but where France is an outlier is that 14% of French GDP goes on public pensions. That's double the OECD average. President Macron is saying this is simply not sustainable in the long term. But the problem that a lot of people have is that the reforms will require a lot of lower income and middle income people to work a lot longer in order to qualify for the full pension, because as you can imagine, in certain sectors and cohorts of the economy, people have fragmented careers. They come in and out of the workforce and they will be penalized for that reason and will have to therefore work longer. So that's why this is such a hot button issue for a lot of people. Bruno Palier is a professor of research into pensions at Sciences Po University in Paris, and he's been explaining to me the nuances of this pension reform.
It's not because the French are lazy, it's because in France work has been intensified tremendously, partly because there is less people on the labour market, especially among aged workers. A lot of them are sacked before the pension age, and those who remain have to work harder, they have to work more intensely. But this is not specific to France. If you look at what is happening currently in the US, quiet quitting, also in Ireland, also in Canada, people are fed up with the working condition. If you look at Germany and UK, strikes against inflation, asking for a better remuneration in front of. There is a crisis of work these days because people are fed up with the intensification of work that has happened over the last 20 years.
Tony, a word about where this goes from here. As we said, this has been done by presidential decree, so it doesn't need parliamentary support, but there is a constitutional council, is that right, which has to give the green light?
That's right, Brian. The Constitutional Council gives its opinion on this reform next week on April the 14th. Now, they're looking at two issues. One, whether the law is in itself constitutional. And secondly, they're testing this idea of a referendum on the issue, which has been put forward by a coalition of left MPs in the French Parliament, and they are saying they could get the requisite number of signatures to have a referendum, but that in itself would take a long period of to and fro between the Élysée and the National Assembly, and it's not clear whether Emmanuel Macron would agree to a referendum on this issue. 80% of people are opposed to the poll, so you can imagine what way a referendum would go. But certainly there are people who are concerned about what they're calling a democratic crisis, because President Macron has refused to allow this to a vote in the National Assembly, and they're saying that if he's also shutting the door to the union demands, then that is what people are calling a democratic crisis.
Tony Connolly, for the moment in Paris, thank you very much for that.